The Gemara says, whoever has a makam kavua, Elokei Avram be'Israel. Right, the God of Avram will help him, because we know Avram, by Yishkem, Avram, had makam kavua. Okay, what's the link between Avram and makam kavua? So Rav Bergman, in the Sefer Shari Ora, explains, based on this week's Parsha, the mission Avos says there are two people who represent opposite midos in the Torah. There's Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. And one of them was that Bilam HaRasha, Bilam was very haughty, while Avraham was more humble. He says, what do we see by Bilam? Bilam goes and he tries to daven to Hashem, right? For what he wants is his nefarious purposes, but he's honestly trying to get Hashem to support him. What happens with Bilam? It doesn't work. What does he do? He says, let's try another makom. It doesn't work. What does he do? Let's try another makom. It doesn't work. Let's try another makom. Basically, Bilam tries something. It doesn't work. What does he do? He blames the makom. Ah, it must be. It's the makom's fault. It was the wrong makom. If I try, of course I'm great. I must be the wrong place. If I go to another place, maybe I'll succeed. It's the opposite of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, no, if there's something wrong, then I'm not blaming anything else. Then I have to work harder. I have to improve myself. I have to be better. He goes back to the same makom, says the makom's not the problem. I'm the one who has to improve. As opposed to Bilam, who says it's everyone else's fault except for mine. That's a kovei makom l'tfilah. So someone who they daven it, their tefillahs don't get answered. They don't blame any external circumstances, but they just know it's they who have a tefillah, that they have to work harder and they have to be better at it. Then, okay, Avram be'Ezra, they've shown they've learned the lesson of Avram, and they haven't fallen into the trap of Bilam, and then they get Siyata Deshmaya.